First, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources honored a number of citizen scientists recently for their work monitoring the state's natural resources. They've spent thousands of hours tracking dragonflies, birds, bees, snakes, wetlands, and more, efforts that the department says have been crucial to its knowledge base. We'll talk now to the winner of the department's Lifetime Achievement Award for keeping an eye on the state's wildlife, in particular butterflies. If you are a citizen scientist yourself, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you participated in a wildlife tracking program here in the state or elsewhere, for that matter? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Mike Reese is a longtime citizen scientist who created the Wisconsin Butterflies website. It tracks their varieties and their whereabouts. He's the winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award for citizen-based monitoring from the Wisconsin DNR. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be here, Rob.
Well, you've done a lot of different things. It's not just butterflies when it comes to monitoring wildlife. What got you started? I mean, a lot of people like going out and looking, maybe taking pictures. What made you take it a step further?
Well, you know, I've been interested in nature for a long time. I started, you know, getting interested in eating natural foods and wild foods. And so I did a lot of that, and that got me interested in botany. And I went and I do have a master's degree in botany. So I've been really interested in it. But in terms of my vocation, I ended up becoming a high school math teacher and a librarian. And so I've always been interested in trying to help people learn. And so as part of that whole thing, I've become very interested in helping people learn about the things that I really like and enjoy. So butterflies were the first thing that I had Cub Scout kids that when I lived in Moshira County, they found three species of butterflies that I've never seen in Moshira County in the 30-some years that I lived there. So it was a lot of fun seeing what their interest could be and how excited they got. And it just encouraged me to continue that. And when I got back into that, when I got to be about 50 years old, I jumped into butterflies completely. So during my retirement, though, I also started trying to decide what I wanted to do to fill my time. And I got involved with the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas. And so that was a lot of fun. I got to go around the state with my partner, William Mueller. And we did over 50 presentations trying to encourage people to do some bird atlasing and help us with that project.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the role of citizen scientists. The DNR, they have people out in the field as much as they can. How much do we rely on, I guess, everyday people to help monitor our wildlife in the state?
If it wasn't for the everyday people that help us do things, I mean, I say us, but, you know, I consider myself a scientist, but, you know, my butterfly stuff, you know, if I tried to do that all myself, it would have been impossible. Even now, I feel like the more I know, the less I actually know, because there's so many new things that I'm learning about that I don't really quite understand. And so that's the same with all kinds of science. You know, things are changing all the time. The habitat is changing, all those things. And if it wasn't for people helping to gather data and see what's occurring in those spots where no one else can really get to, it's really beneficial.
Now, you said butterfly stuff. Now, that's a pretty modest way to put this. I'm looking at the butterfly website that you have put together in collaboration, as you mentioned, with the help of other citizen scientists. Talk us through this thing. It's got so much. There's butterflies I didn't know existed in here. Lots of pictures to help us ID them and descriptions. Give us a sense of the scope of information you've got here.
Well, the thing that's really, well, you know, first of all, I want to thank my son, David, who designed and made this for me. And if it wasn't for him, I probably, you know, wouldn't have been able to have the success that I have. So I want to make sure that I do that. But one of the things we did was we did a sightings page. And so I have been a moderator for the North American Butterfly Association sightings page since 2001. And so when I started doing that, you know, I thought, wow, we should have one for Wisconsin. And I tried to make my own website, and my son decided to just make one for me. So we got that going, but we did the sightings page starting in like 2006. And with that, we gather all that information on the distribution of the butterflies throughout the state by giving us maps of where they've been seen and where they've been photographed or recorded. We also have a timeline of when those species are in flight. So you can check that. And all that data comes from just the sightings pages and the data that they submit. So it's a really useful thing to have that to see what's going on. So
people can see that at wisconsinbutterflies.org. We're talking with Mike Reese, co-creator of wisconsinbutterflies.org. He just won a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work in citizen science here in Wisconsin. Let's bring out a caller. Tucker is with us in Madison. Tucker, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. So I work in a nature preserve about 30 minutes north of Madison called Goose Pond, and we recently actually just had some monarch tagging events where we caught with nets and tagged monarchs, and it was a really fun time, and a lot of different people came out there, and so I just wanted to plug the events that Goose Pond in Arlington has for wildlife monitoring. I don't know how many there will be yet this season, but in future seasons for sure.
Tucker, thanks a lot for the call. So people can participate just by taking pictures in their own backyard and sharing them, but it sounds like there are also events we can get into, Mike.
Yes, certainly. There's especially like a lot of different nature centers. Goose Pond has been doing that tagging for quite a few years, and they really tagged quite a few monarchs in the short time they've been doing that. So obviously another important thing.
I want to, Mike, I can spot a monarch butterfly. That's the one I can identify. Do you have a favorite, maybe lesser known character in the butterfly world you want to take a minute to tell us about?
Rob, whenever I talk to people about this, I say, well, the butterfly that's my favorite is the one I'm looking at right now. So, you know, there's a species called a fiery skipper that's really, it is my favorite by far. I get so excited when I see it. It's a southern species. It's a little small butterfly, and yet it migrates throughout the state. There are many years when it makes it up to Lake Superior. So, you know, it's a small butterfly. If it makes it to Wisconsin some years, it might not. If we have a really cold year. This year, they're in the southern half of the state, and there's a lot of them at Olbrich Gardens, for example, in Madison. I had over 40 there a couple weeks ago, so it's definitely one of my favorites.
In our last minute or so, Mike, how would you encourage other people to get involved in wildlife monitoring?
Well, you have to have some interest in the subject that you're going to work on, but I think it's better just to jump in. I mean, that's what I did with a breeding bird atlas. I didn't know a lot of people, but you know, the people that I did meet, I enjoyed being around, and so I just jumped right in. And my goal then was my motto was retirement is for the birds. So I just jumped back in. I mean, if you really are going to become involved, you know, that's the way you have to do it. You have to just jump right in.
Mike, congratulations on the award, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Mike Reese is the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Citizen-Based Monitoring for the Wisconsin DNR. He's the creator of the Wisconsin Butterflies website, along with his son, which tracks their varieties and whereabouts. We talked to Mike about his work as a citizen scientist and what makes Wisconsin's wildlife so fascinating to track.